This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We are hitting what health officials think will be the worst 2 weeks of the coronavirus crisis. The implications extend to all parts of our lives, and that includes public safety. As we move through this pandemic and its health and societal impacts, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement in our community. Joining us on the WEMU line again today is Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you for the time, sir.
You're welcome. Good morning.
I first want to check on the well-being of your deputies and staff. One of the concerns is that COVID-19, if it spreads through the law enforcement community, it reduces the ability to protect and serve. Last we spoke, there were no confirmed cases in your department. Is that still true?
No, it's not. We've had a couple of confirmed cases, which has resulted in those individuals being quarantined, and also other staff being identified as being exposed, and them going into a 14-day quarantine as well.
How dramatically does that impact staffing levels for the Sheriff's Department?
Well, if it continues, obviously it'll be really significant. But we've had a plan in place now for almost 3 weeks. Some of the effect on people is we canceled all vacations and all benefit time off. We switched our shift length schedule to 12-hour shifts. We're working platoons. So we think we have built in some protocols in anticipation for going upwards of 50 to 60% of staff off and still being able to deliver at least minimal level services countywide.
And as you've mentioned in weeks past in our conversations, there's been great coordination among law enforcement agencies throughout Washtenaw County, so there will be assist from all points of view there.
Yeah, we've got a mutual aid agreement, but we also really starting to delve into, you know, what does that really mean? What does it look like? What operational protocols do we have to have in place that transcends all agencies? So we're confident if the next 2 weeks hit us like it hits everyone else, that we're prepared to continue to provide safety services for all of Washtenaw County.
And health officials across the country continue to warn jails are one of the most likely places for COVID-19 to take hold and spread quickly. Again, last week there were no confirmed cases among the inmate population. Does that remain true?
That is still true.
That's excellent to hear. Now, last week you also told us early release for nonviolent offenders had significantly reduced the inmate population at the Washtenaw County Jail, allowing for some semblance of social distancing. Is that trend continuing? Are more people being set out?
Yes, it is. So we have a weekly process where we are continually identifying those that fit into that high-risk category. We're sending those names in the case files to the judges. The judges are making their decisions whether to release people, and we continue to have a downward trend in terms of total population. Obviously, it's slowed down because now we're really in that area where there's a balance between the risk to the community and the risk inside the facility. But we have been able to close down, since we last talked, another living unit, which creates even more space and flexibility for staff to manage the population.
One of the other concerns has been access to personal protection equipment and access to COVID-19 testing for all who are in your charge. Has the last week brought any positive change on that front?
David, I wish I could say it has, but it hasn't. We've been able to get, the county got some more equipment. We've got gloves. We've got more gowns. We have found hand sanitizer. What we have not been successful on is N95 masks. So we are exploring options. You know, Beaumont Hospital has just put in place what they call a two-phase sanitizing process
right. For
sanitizing their N95. We believe we may have found some equipment that can accomplish that. So we're exploring that this week. We will make a final decision on a company to bring in to sanitize all of the facilities and the vehicles. So we're doing what we can in the areas where we have direct control, and we're trying to influence decision makers and other people of influence to try to secure as much PPE as possible. But it continues to be a primary challenge.
Our conversation on COVID-19 and jail operations and law enforcement continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on WEMU. Are your deputies noting less traffic on the roadways and perhaps greater adherence to the governor's stay-at-home executive order now that it becomes even more serious in terms of numbers of COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen a dramatic rise or a reduction in terms of people's cooperation. I will say this. Here's where we could. Now more than ever, people have to adhere to the executive order. We are getting some calls and some complaints around congregation in parks and recreational areas, specifically on basketball courts and things of that nature. So there's a balance, right? There's encouragement to get out and about. People are out at the parks trying to maintain space, but that's harder when you're on walking paths. But we really have to be even more vigilant for the next couple of weeks. And what I'm asking parents is really keep track of your kids and encourage them, although you want them to get to be outside, to do it in the safest manner possible, playing basketball and other sports that require contact is not a good option.
Well, failure to adhere can result in a ticket and potential fine. Are your deputies ticketing anyone, or is it pretty much engagement and trying to calm the situation at this point?
It is, David, but we're going to have a meeting this morning with our executive team to talk about what does enhanced or increased enforcement look like. So if the behavior persists, we're still not inclined to take actual enforcement and arrest action because, again, we're defeating ourselves. But we are looking seriously at citations. And those citations now, in certain circumstances, have been raised up to as much as $1,000. So it becomes more and more serious.
Now, I know that you are in constant contact with the state legislature and those who represent this area. They are to meet tomorrow and expected to allow the governor to extend her stay-at-home order and keep in place all of the executive orders she's passed to this point. Have you heard any word as to whether or not the guidelines for the stay-at-home order will become more strict?
I have not heard about that, David. I will say that I am in support of extension of the executive order. I believe we still have significant time to get past all this.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. The longer people are cooped up, the greater the stress and anxiety. The longer we stay home, the greater number of people who lose their jobs and ability to support themselves and their families. When that happens, sometimes people act in more desperate ways just to get by. Have you to this point seen any kind of increase in shoplifting or other property kinds of crimes?
No, not yet. Matter of fact, our actual overall calls for service continue to be down. Our activity continues to be down. I am concerned about domestic violence cases. I am concerned about CSCs and crimes against youth and children, child abuse. I'm concerned about those because we think those are also the kind of crimes that will start to manifest themselves as people are in close confines with each other in the house. They become more desperate, panicky. Those crimes we think may start to pose a significant challenge for us. And, you know, as you said, property crimes maybe as people become more desperate.
I know you personally work closely with Safe House Center, and they've been ringing this alarm for quite some time about the possibility of a domestic violence survivor being stuck in a home with an abuser. Now, it's easy for us to say, reach out, call for help if you need it, but when you're in close confines with an abuser 24/7, sometimes reaching out is almost impossible. Do you have any counsel for those who may be in that situation?
Yes. If you can, get out of that situation, get out of that house, and come to law enforcement. Some way, call 911. We're in constant contact with Safe House and their staff. We can make that connection to get you the help that you need. I know it's a dangerous situation on both ends, and you feel that there's risk whatever decision that you make, but no one should be subjected to violence and abuse in their household, and we stand ready to protect and provide support for anyone that finds themselves in that kind of situation.
How much more important does community monitoring become at this point and checking on our neighbors and being aware of what is happening around us? A child has even less of a voice and an opportunity to reach out if they are being abused in the home. So Is it going to take all of us beyond law enforcement to try and protect these potentially endangered people?
Sure. You know, it's always so. So we should be cognizant and aware of what's going on in our surroundings. If we see behavior that seems suspicious, abusive, again, call 911 and share with the dispatcher the behavior that you see. We just also, you know, we have to be careful, right, not to, to delve into stereotypes and wild assumptions that will take limited resources and redirect it to a location where it's not needed. But as you observe your what's going on in your neighborhoods, really pay attention to the behavior. And in your mind, is that behavior suspicious or would lead you to believe that something's going on that shouldn't go be going on? Then when you call 911, be prepared to clearly articulate what that behavior is. And then the dispatchers and the police officers will make a decision in terms of if they should respond and how should they respond and what they should be looking for when they get on the scene.
Sheriff, thank you for the time today. Stay healthy, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, David, and be safe.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Again, for more information on this topic and to access all of WEMU and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.